This is Jessica Walliser for Savvy Gardening, and I'm here today at the Loudoun County Master Gardener Symposium in Virginia, and I'm here with fellow speaker David Culp, who is plantsman extraordinaire and a fellow Timber Press author with the amazing book, The Layered Garden. And David, thank you so much for joining me today for this short and savvy podcast.
It's great to be with you, Jessica. I'm always thrilled when I can be with one of my plant peeps.
Awesome. Well, listen, I know we're getting excited for spring here. I think pretty much the whole East Coast is definitely getting excited for spring.
We deserve it.
We do. It's been a long winter. And so one of the things I would like to ask you is, you know, do you think we're going to see any ill effects from this winter? I mean, are plants going to suffer? What can we expect to see over the coming weeks?
Every year has a different challenge. And just in the past few weeks, I saw the Mahonia starting to express winter burn. Same thing with the hollies. My advice to you there is, it's kind of like having a teenager, just live with it for a while, they'll outgrow it. Don't be in a hurry to cut them back. Wait until about June or July, and if they haven't started shooting new growth, then trim them back. We're all in such a hurry to get things done, but those particular plants resent early pruning. You'll be sorry if you, and the akubas as well. Those of you who live in a warmer climate that can grow akubas like here in Loudoun County, let them alone for a while. They'll grow out of it.
And how about perennials? I mean, are we going to see any damage or anything from perennials this winter? Are you expecting any of that?
I'm not expecting anything with the perennials except those that I knew to begin with that I was in zonal denial over, that I was pushing the limits on. Those, that's fair game. But I don't think it's going to be anything major. And right now, you know, last week, the Crocus thomasiana was up, the cyclamens were blooming, the hellebores were coming on. We had a 5-inch snow yesterday, I hear. But I think that's going to be fine. All of those perennials and bulbs can take below freezing and snow and be fine. It's just one of the joys of living on the East Coast.
Now, I know at Brandywine Cottage, which is the garden, your garden, and it's photographed heavily in the Layered Garden, it's just an absolutely amazingly beautiful place. And I know that you are looking forward to spring as much as the rest of us are. So can you just give us some of maybe your top 5 plants that you're most looking forward to blooming this spring?
Well, right now, we're at the high point of Galanthus. Snowdrop time. I'm snow blind. I'm just drunk with them. Galanthus diggory, Galanthus wasp, Galanthus David Culp are all the ones and new ones that I bought last year are blooming and some yet to bloom. I'm looking forward to that. After that, I'm into hellebores. Can't wait to trillium time because they're a wildflower that speaks to the East Coast, everywhere actually. They're one of the quintessential wildflowers. Then into epimediums, dry shade lover here. I can't wait till the epimediums come. When you ask that question, that's a tough one for me because my pat answer is usually the next one to come along. I like them all. But there's a few highlights for you.
Now, if you mentioned trillium, and I absolutely adore them as well. Do you have a favorite species of trillium?
Well, I actually tend to like the sessile types, okay? Luteum, underwood eye, carabaceae, chloropetalum. I like them because their flower shape is a little different. You know, yes, you know, our signature one is grandiflorum. It's unarguably a classic. But I do like the sessile form. They're a little different shape. I enjoy those.
Yeah, something unique about them,
yeah,
for sure.
Well,
yeah.
And with the rest of the garden, that shape stands out.
Great. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to hearing your talk this afternoon. And if you want to learn more information about David Culp, you can go to his website, davidlculp.com, or brandywinecottage.com and see some pictures of the beautiful garden at Brandywine Cottage. And then also you can pick up a copy of his book, The Layered Garden. So thank you, David, so much for joining me on this short and savvy podcast.
Thank you, Jessica. I'll see you in the garden.